My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so yesterday you asked me a question, and the question was, if you are Scott Harris, are you trying to move Jack Flaherty now? That his stock isn't going to get higher, and so if you get an offer now, would you be inclined to take it? Yesterday, I said no. Today, I wish I would have said yes.
Well, not that I was looking to trade him yesterday, but I'm saying I think that I'd rather get the ball rolling now because...
Stock's pretty high.
Yeah, stock is high, and I'm not sure if it's going to be high. I mean, a team that gets him now actually gets a few more starts out of him, knowing that it's going to be a rental anyway. At least you get a few more starts out of him that maybe you can further charge in your standings.
So my theory yesterday was... You get everybody's real offer right before the trade deadline. They're hoping to get off light now and are willing to up the ante later, and you'll get a higher price. And then he goes out last night, goes 5 2/3, gives up 3 home runs, 5 earned runs, 7 hits. He did have 7 strikeouts. But what we don't want is his stock to go down. And I, Gator, am ready to beg and maybe even plead for something to work out for this team. Just give us something. Are you kidding me? Like, we've got an asset that has some market value. It's just one start. Like, it's just one start. And I shouldn't overreact. But I am getting to the point now where I think that if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Because that's the kind of, what's the opposite of a heater? Because that's
cooler.
We're on such a cool streak right now. And I said it earlier in the show, I think people feel worse about the Tigers right now than they do the Pistons. And this, it's depressing.
It is. And look, I'm hoping that and assuming that Jack Flaherty is going to bounce back and he'll be fine in his next start. But I do want to, in all honesty, I do want to get this thing rolling. There's something in the back of my mind. This isn't exactly why I want to do this, but I can't help but knowing that it's there and thinking about what happened last year when you're trying to unload a pitcher and you wait, and then it ends up being too late. Because he changed his mind at the last second when he thought he had a deal done. I think back other past years where the Tigers have had trade assets before the trade deadline and then somebody gets hurt. And, you know, this is Jack Flaherty's already had the back issue.
Yep.
That was quickly resolved, thankfully. But that's back lingering in my mind as well. Is is that something that's going to be explained? Because it always seems to happen when somebody has a bad outing or a couple bad outings. Whoa, what's wrong?
Yep.
And then next thing you know, the guy's on the 7-day injured list or whatever, 10 days, 15, whatever they're going to do. He's out. Please don't let that happen here. Please let him bounce back, yeah. Be the trade asset that he is, and find it. Are there more teams that are in it right now that would want to be in it? If you let the league-wide know, we're open for business to Jack Flaherty. We want to move him the next week. Give me your best offer.
You don't want to sound desperate, though.
No, you don't want to sound desperate, but I don't think that sounds desperate. I think that sounds like we're commanding this. Okay, we're in charge. We're leading.
We're in charge over here.
Yeah.
We're running the show.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by what your eyes tell you. It's a weird deal because we have so little left to root for, is what it feels like. And I don't blame fans for still going to games and cheering for their team. There's nothing wrong with that. Have fun with it. But for me, in terms of grand scheme of trying to hope that they can compete here at some sort of level, it's pretty frustrating knowing that this team is not taking big steps forward. And maybe they will when it's all said and done. It's a long season. And when you're playing poorly, we always talk about how it feels like you're never going to win. You're never going to win again. And when you're playing great, it feels like you're never going to lose again. They have got to, put together a little bit of a win streak to create a little bit of interest, and maybe they won't.
Well, they're at the low point of the season right now. They're 7 games below 500. They haven't been that low all year long. They are halfway through the season, 81 games.
Yeah.
In the 81 games, 23 of them have seen the Tigers score one run or zero runs. In 23 of the 81 games.
It feels like you're abstaining from playing offense. You're like, pass. We're up. We'll pass. That's what it feels like some nights.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. In the meantime, he does have value still. One start doesn't change that. He has value, but your question yesterday was strike while the iron's hot. And I hope it wasn't necessary. I hope we're not sitting here going, my God, the asset completely diminished in the weeks leading up to. We need something to work out, right? Jack Flaherty has to be motivated as well. He's in a contract year. He bet on himself, took a short-term deal with a team that wasn't going to be particularly competitive. And he wants, I would imagine, he'd love to. It's not like he's going to go to a contender and they're not going to use him. He'll get a chance to make starts for a contending team, right? This is exactly what you want. And he, has to be motivated to get out of here, right?
Sure. Unless he likes it.
Well, that could be the case.
And
he might be like, I'm going to do my best work under Chris Fetter moving forward.
Right. And
but he's not going to also tank intentionally.
No. No, but, the Tigers have, they've got a bunch of issues here. I said to start the show, I'm at the point now that I deem the offense to be unacceptable and a change has to happen. And I think the change I need to see is let's get new blood in here with the hitting instructors because these guys aren't getting a job done. It has been a historically bad offensive team for the last several years.
Yeah.
So change it up. I know I would first blame the players, absolutely, for not performing. But at some point, it's not just the players. It's got to be something else. And let's start looking at it. And I want to see a change here. Because 23 out of 81 games is more than 28% of their games.
Wow.
I mean, that's insane where they score one run or fewer.
248-539-9797, phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson coming up at 12:35. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Later this hour, some draft stuff with the NHL and the NBA. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.